Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
This is the Superhuman channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means during the first hour we'll be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers your questions about training, nutrition, and supplementation. Then, during the second hour, we'll be joined from Life Extension Foundation. Dr. Michael Smith will be joining us. You know, we can't talk about disease without talking about inflammation, and inappropriate inflammatory responses of the body. Chronic inflammation is linked to every disease on the planet today, period. End of story. So we always talk about anti-inflammatory supplements, but which ones should you take? Which ones are worthy of your time and your effort and your dollars? Well, Dr. Smith has put together a four-supplement stack that takes all the thought process out of whether or not you're covering all the bases on your anti-inflammatory process. And we're going to be talking about that during the second hour of the show. Rob Regish, how are you, my brother?
Doing great, man. I can't wait to listen to that segment. Sounds really cool.
Yeah, you know what? We talk about, you know, anti-inflammatory, this anti-inflammatory, you know, inflammation is linked to this disease, that disease. And it's like, what do we do about it? Like, what should I be taking? Can I throw all those other supplements away and just focus on one or two or three or four? And so I gave Dr. Smith the task of coming up with the ultimate, all bases covered, overlapping processes, anti-inflammatory stack for the entire audience. And we not only have a list, but we have a stupid cheap offer. I mean, it's so cheap, it's stupid. I mean, I'm serious about this. I said, look, you guys have to do something. You got to put something together where people go, look, this is the price of one supplement. I have to buy these. So we're going to talk about that later. Rob Regish has been working feverishly, gleaning websites all over the internet, looking for the perfect chest development research. We're not going to be able to talk about that now, but just want you to know what's coming in the future. Right, Rob?
You better believe it.
There you go. Okay. By the way, I trained today. I am continuing to get stronger. I have to tell you, I was at a wedding in Nashville. I saw pictures of myself and I was startled. Just a couple years ago, I looked so much healthier and so much younger. I am reversing the clock. Mark my words. The pictures will change yet again. I will look the way I did when I turned 50, by the summer of this year, in just a few more short months. I've been training so hard, walking a few times a day, first thing in the morning, after my show, really pushing myself hard, and it's starting to pay off already. So I'm very, very excited about my body transformation I will be sharing with the audience.
That's great.
How about you?
Hey, man, doing the same thing. 2 weeks, I took an inch off my waist, and the arms, legs, and neck did not budge. So, you know, it's happening here, too.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling. You know what? And I think the winter does something. It reprograms the body that the summer also does as well. And I think as the sunny weather hits, our bodies just want to shed the body fat. So let's hope that that's part of the process. Okay.
Yeah.
So we start right away with our first question. And this is from someone who sent a question recently that we answered. That's Sam Johnson. He's in the supplement industry and he's looking to learn not just for himself, but to help educate his customers. He says, Rob, thanks for answering my question on creatine and the Krebs cycle. Okay, so new question. You guys have been talking or were talking a lot about whole milk protein powders versus whey isolates. What's better? Obviously, whey isolate post-workout is what I would choose because I do want insulin response rather than post-carb workout. But maybe adding in whole milk protein powder with that seems ideal. But taking whole milk protein powder throughout the day sounds more suitable considering better amino acid profile. Less insulin. Who said less insulin response? Less insulin response and slower release from what you guys say. I guess my real question is whole milk protein powder, do either of you recommend or favor and why? Also, Carl, you're a big on raw dairy. So is there a specific powder you use, that is sourced from raw milk? Yeah, whey natural. Yeah. I haven't heard of any, and imagine, it'd burn a hole in my pocket. No, it doesn't. I know you said True Nutrition is where you got yours. Any details on powder you are not concerned of source where it comes from the powder? Thanks, fellas. As always. I mean, Whey Natural USA has the best whey protein powder from grass-fed cows, and it's not pasteurized. It's the closest thing to raw milk powder you can find, and it's whey. But yeah. But go ahead. Let's answer the question. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, well, with respect to the milk isolates, you know, you know I'm fond of ultrapeptide 2.0 and the micellar calcinate that they use, versus whey isolate. It really boils down to timing. Cause each of these conveys unique advantages and you want to use both, right, to your advantage. So here's how to go about it. With a whey isolate, the big upside is speed. Meaning speed of absorption into the bloodstream and ultimately to the muscles. Outside of essential amino acids and hydrolyzed whey, nothing's faster. So the ideal I see it is to bracket your workout or protein intake in the following fashion. About 45 minutes pre-workout, have 20 grams of whey isolate with a small amount of low glycemic carbs, let's say a half a cup of oatmeal. By the time you hit the weights, the amino acid should be liberated and in circulation to protect muscle protein from breakdown. Immediately post-workout, I have one scoop of ultrapeptide 2.0 with a banana. And the rationale there is this. The micellar casein will contribute to a sustained release effect, resulting in high amino acid levels in your bloodstream for up to 7 hours. And remember, protein synthesis is a 24/7 game. It's not just a certain window, let's say within an hour. And then about 1 hour post-workout, you should consume your first solid food sit-down meal, inclusive of at least a 2-to-1 ratio of carbs to lean proteins, let's say from chicken, fish, or steak. So what I've done here is set you up for a rapid and a sustained influx of amino acids that's going to accomplish three things. One, it's going to protect your muscle tissue from breakdown during the workout. Two, it's going to continue to drip amino acids into your system for a sustained period post-workout. Three, it's going to keep your insulin levels steady during the workout. Four, it provides a small amount of fructose post-workout from the banana, which we know is important to replenishing liver glycogen, and it allows for optimal muscle glycogen replenishment after the workout. And then finally, five, provides you with enough carbs to ensure that the amino acids are used to repair and rebuild muscle tissue versus being burned for energy. And that last point is incredibly important because too much protein, you know, you slam too much protein or only protein, you're training your body to burn protein for energy. And that's costly, it's metabolically inefficient, and it throws off a lot of waste product in the form of urea and ammonia, which kills performance. And you can smell that in your sweat, by the way, if you're taking too much. Here's the bottom line. Both whey isolate and milk isolates have their place, but timing their intake is the key to reaping the unique benefits that each one of those proteins imparts. So I hope that helps, Sam. It's kind of like golf clubs. You know, you play your best round with a full complement of clubs. The same is true of protein.
Okay, here's my two cents fast, okay?
Yeah.
Whole milk protein spikes insulin the same way that just using a whey isolate does. The whey portion of a whole milk protein powder hits the stomach and is absorbed quickly while the casein hangs around. It's not slowed down by the casein's presence in the stomach. So, in my humble opinion, Using a whole milk protein, if you're going to use dairy protein, is the better choice for a variety of reasons, many of which have been written about ad infinitum in Subversity.com by Adele Moussa. We know that the rapid onset of the whey protein portion of the whole milk product, which, by the way, is XF Muscle's formula, you know, a 50-50 or 51-49 whey to casein. We know that the rapid onset of the whey spikes insulin and produces the high amino acid thresholds in the bloodstream that are required for post-workout. But then that slow tapered off trickle continues to be delivered for hours on end from the casein. And personally, I just don't think you need to. The only thing I would add to it is a good essential amino acid product, like maybe Synthogen. I got to be honest with you. I would take a handful of Synthogen and I would mix up a whole milk protein product and I would drink it pre, post, during, and, you know, and anytime you need a protein product. But as Rob points out, I would be very, very cautious to make sure that you have adequate amounts of fat and carbohydrates in there too, so that your body doesn't switch over and start producing the enzymes that exclusively break down protein in such massive amounts that you don't see the gains that you're looking for. So, no, I agree. I agree. That's the only thing I would say. Don't think that whey doesn't work because it's in your gut with casein at the same time. If anything shows that, XF Muscle's product shows that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Have you gotten your free trial version? Your free trial issue of the Blueprint Bulletin yet? What are you waiting for? It's free. And don't worry, no one will sell your email address. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and get it delivered to your inbox. You'll be smarter moments later. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch. Way now. Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. The next question comes from Michael Dotti. He said, I know it's been discussed on a few episodes, but could you breeze over training to increase the number of nuclei in muscle cells again? Thanks.
Yeah, the increase in muscle size, just to be clear, that's due to an increase in the cross-section, not the length of the individual muscle fibers. So skeletal muscle adapts then to regular increasing workloads that exceed your pre-existing capacity. So in English, and as I've hammered a point home many times before, overload is prerequisite number one. Without it, no muscle growth. Now, with respect to your question, activating what's known as satellite cells is really the key. And usually these are cells that they lie dormant, but they become activated when you overload the muscle, and that overload is applied. The satellite cells then proliferate or multiply, and then so-called daughter cells are drawn to the damaged muscle tissue. They then fuse to the existing muscle fiber, donating their nuclei to the fiber, which is where your question comes in, which then regenerates the muscle. Satellite cell activation and proliferation, that lasts for about 48 hours, up to 48 hours post-workout. So the question becomes, how do you best go about it? First, for overload, I favor Charles Daly's escalating density training. In a nutshell, what you want to do is this. Set a timer for 20 minutes. Perform two movements for an agonist and an antagonistic muscle group. So, for example, a decline barbell press supersetted with seated cable rows. And you rest 90 seconds, rinse, wash, and repeat until those 20 minutes are up. You get as many reps as you can within that allotted time period. What is most important is to write that number of reps down, as your memory can be a fickle thing. Your sole objective the next time you perform that workout is to get more reps in the same 20 minutes, keeping the weight the same. It is brilliant in its simplicity. You can't run away from it. EDT requires hard work and lots of it to exceed your previous best. Once you satisfy that requirement, though, you will know that you've stimulated growth. You know, there'll be no guessing. Interestingly enough, the amount of satellite cells present within a muscle depends on the fiber type. Type 1, or those slow-twitch fibers that we read about, have up to 5 to 6 times greater satellite cells than type 2, or the fast-twitch fibers. That's part of the reason why you see my recommendation for a 90-second rest period, which results in an incomplete recovery between sets. You wind up engaging more of those type 1 fibers in addition to a healthy number of the type 2 fast-twitch variety. Now, what else can you do? Brings us to supplements. Good old creatine has been shown to augment both the number of satellite cell and myonuclei in human skeletal muscle induced by strength training. And that was first demonstrated in 2006. It was the Journal of Physiology by researchers at the Institute of Sports Medicine in Copenhagen, Denmark. It was a 16-week double-blind study involving 32 healthy males ages 19 to 26 years old. Supplementation was given in the form of 6 to 24 grams of creatine, I would suggest 5 grams of creatine mono spread out 4 times a day, let's say, is the sweet spot, with at least one of those coming an hour pre-workout and another immediately post on your training days. Here's the bottom line. There is solid evidence you can increase the number of both muscle satellite and myonuclei cells if, and it's a big if, you adhere to the principles of progressive overload and proper timing of creatine. So give that a shot, Michael. I think you're going to find it an efficient, economical, and effective strategy for accomplishing your objective.
Now, we're talking about hyperplasia, right?
No, this was in humans, they have only, to the best of my knowledge, the last time I looked, they have only quantified hypertrophy. And not yet, but we do know that hyperplasia occurs in animals, and I strongly, strongly suspect that it occurs.
Well, I remember reading a study, a very old study, and I read it almost 10 years ago on trenbolone and anthate. And trenbolone is the only anabolic steroid that causes hyperplasia in muscles.
Wow.
The only other thing that can affect hyperplasia, to my understanding, is high doses of growth hormone. Obviously, during exercise, I mean, you have to exercise. You can't just take them and go, oh, look, my muscles are growing. But the mechanisms to trigger it, plus those growth factors, and apparently trenbolone is one of the magic demons. So anyway, okay, let's move on to Robert Dietz. He said, how would you go about speeding healing process of a torn ligament? Example, a torn bicep. Yikes.
Yeah, this is a good question. I bump into a lot of guys with tendon ligament injuries in the gym, and they're slow to heal, notoriously slow to heal, largely due to poor blood flow. And further, the eccentric component of exercise where you're lowering weights usually results in a one-step-forward, one-step-back approach that sometimes delays healing. The solution, in my opinion, comes in the form of modifying your training somewhat and incorporating more sled dragging. By doing so, you accomplish a couple of things. First, you stimulate blood flow to the muscles, tendons, and ligaments while also increasing your work capacity and VO2 max. And that increased blood flow removes waste products while bringing fresh new blood and nutrients from your diet in to heal the injury. The one issue is this. These prefabricated sleds can be pricey. The last I checked, you know, quality sleds were going for $120 plus $45 to $50 for shipping. However, there's always a solution, and it's a simple one. Bring a picture of one of these sleds to your local high school shop class. Many of them will fabricate it for a nominal fee, if not for free. So take me up on that tip. It's well worth it. Now, with respect to your torn bicep, dragging the sled with a light, emphasis on the word lightweight, done in a curling fashion is ideal. I personally favor anywhere between 6 and 8 trips of about 120 feet, both forward and backward. When you're dragging forward, you want to walk. Don't run, but walk with the sled and keep your arms close to your body, curling up as you would with a pair of dumbbells. You want to try a mix of grips to see which suits you best. I personally favor a pronated or palms turned inward grip, the way you do a hammer curl. That's safest, in my opinion, especially when you're rehabbing an injury. On your return trip, that should see you facing the sled, walking backwards. And here, you want to curl the weight as if you were doing a preacher curl. Now, there are a myriad of different ways to drag it, but the tutorial videos on Dave Tate's website are worth their weight in gold. Some people like to drag for time. Some like to drag for distance. You'll know you've hit pay dirt when your neighbors stop talking to you.
Right, exactly.
Now, what you do want to do is invest. If you get that sled made at a high school shop or elsewhere, you do want to invest in some quality nylon straps such that you can drag with your hands, your ankles, etc. Take my word on this. They're worth it. The best on the web are available at Dave's site, which is Elite.com. and they go for $21 per strap. You're going to want to get two of them, and properly cared for, they're going to last a lifetime. The beauty of those straps is really the loops are big enough such that you can put your ankles through them too. That's another way to drag with your feet forward and backwards. And because of the material they're made out of, when you're using two of them, especially when you're walking with them around your ankles, they will allow you to slide each foot forward and backwards, where if you're trying to do it with your own ropes and stuff like that, trust me, you're going to look like a fool doing a face plant into the pavement. And that happened to me, yes. So give that a shot. I hope that helps, Robert. I know, you know, for my injuries, it's gold, especially the upper body, elbow tendonitis, and shoulder injuries. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, and don't overlook things that increase nitric oxide, and don't overlook things that can help bathe the area in blood, such as massage, and even to some degree, some things that may even be a little painful, like not deep tissue Rolfing type massage, but the kind of massage that's uncomfortable. Because one of the big problems with these types of injuries, because this tissue is avascular, it has no blood vessels within it, so it gets all of its blood supply and nutrients from outside of it, is that it doesn't heal completely, and it becomes the site of a future tear as a result. And so getting it to heal completely sometimes requires inflicting just a little tiny bit of pain. You know, you ever take a toothpick and stick it between your gums and it hurts, but it feels good. It's that, you know what I'm talking about, Rob?
Yeah,
it's that kind of pain. It's like, you know you're not doing damage, but there's something about it that you know is working. That kind of deep massage of the area where the tear is frequently, you could be sitting at your desk, you do it 30 times a day, is critical. Because every time you gently re-injure the area, it causes the body to pay attention to it yet again. And that's where a lot of these types of injuries go wrong. They stop healing before they're 100% again.
Yeah, you're trying to get to an area that usually is left, like you said, you know, untouched by that sort of, we'll call it aggressive massage. But doing so absolutely stimulates the healing process. It's just a delicate balancing act between too little and too much.
And it looks like Robert Dietz is a double dipper here. We have a second question from him, but we have to take a break first. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. The Blueprint Bulletin delivers the kind of information that you want to get, underground information, early breaking news, about training, nutrition, and supplementation, and especially gray market supplements you won't find anywhere else. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today, and get your first issue free. That's right, I said free. What are you waiting for? We'll be right back.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1
1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, I read an email live yesterday that I got from a listener who I really appreciate his opinion. His name is Don Nas, and he said that some of the supplements and things that we promote on the show are contrary to the message of the show. They contain sucralose. And Elisa Profumo pointed out to me last night that he may have been referring to some of the Quest protein bars, but don't forget, Quest has two lines. They have the natural line, which has sugar alcohol in it instead of sucralose. So if you don't want sucralose, you can still choose Quest protein bars and stick with your convictions. I also said to Don on the air yesterday, and I'm saying this to everybody, if you feel like I'm a sellout because some of the supplements I promote on this show are not 100% with the mission of the show, then you send me a short list of the five top things you buy, and I'll go after those companies and ask them to sponsor. I have no problem with that. Yeah. But, you know, it's like I have to have advertisers in order to pay the bills. Otherwise, we don't have a show. So anyway, I said that yesterday on yesterday's show. I said, send your short list of five things that you buy week in and week out that you feel are, you know, right on the money as far as adherence to health, longevity, not selling out type of supplements and products. Send it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and I will approach those companies. Guess how many emails I got so far, Rob?
None.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to keep everybody happy.
I can't. I just can't do it anymore. I'd say, you know, I feel bad. You know what? Don points out something. It's very valid. It's like, you know, you have companies on the show that have aspartame. I don't know what he was talking about, but maybe one of the, I don't know if Vengeance has aspartame in it or something like that. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there who they use aspartame. What can I say?
Yeah.
You know, so that's it. But anyway, okay, so let's get back at it. So this is not a duplicate. Robert Dietz sent in two questions, so here it goes. If you have time, what type of program would you use while in recovery? I'm planning on going beast mode on my lower body and core. Pistols, hip thrusts, and sled drags are all ideas I have. Thanks.
Yeah, the answer depends in large part on what he's referring to as recovery.
Recovery. I was just going to say, what phase of recovery are you in?
Are you recovering from an injury, or are you recovering just from mild overtraining? But I'm going to make the assumption it's not from an injury, and he's looking to just cruise for a bit before he gets geared up for his next phase, as he talks about going into beast mode. So the ideal here is to set yourself up for the next phase, whatever that may be. So let's assume, though, that you're going to be going into an aggressive cut, right, as summer's coming up. A lot of people are getting ready to cut. Priority number one should be eating at or slightly above maintenance levels to get your metabolism humming along.
What is that? Is that 11 calories per pound?
No, it's tough. It's tough to make a general recommendation.
I've always thought it was between 9 and 11 calories per pound of body weight.
I recommend right in that range, yeah. But, it depends on somatotype and a lot of other things. But the key being this, if you're eating at maintenance or slightly above, it's going to make the initiation of your diet that much more effective when you start your cut. The other thing you want to make sure that you're doing is good cutting plans are usually predicated upon, one, keeping your absolute strength as high as possible, and two, working quickly in between sets to take advantage of the magic that is lactic acid tolerance type training. Now, you absolutely need a mix of both, in my opinion, as cardinal sin number one when dieting is lowering the tension on the bar. Big mistake, a lot of people make it. Working your absolute strength, then, is crucial, and it should be done prior to that lactic acid tolerance training if you're performing both in the same workout. The Blueprint 3.0's training template, in fact, is predicated upon that strategy, and a big part of the reason people have been so successful with it. In order to do that, your choice of exercises needs to be spot on. And so far, from what you're telling me, Robert, pistols, hip thrusts, those are good ones. They're going to be prime movers for the lower body, and they're going to work your central nervous system for max strength, all without vertical loading of the spine, which I'm assuming may be part of your recovery. Ditto for the sled dragging, which is going to up your general physical preparedness. In fact, the sled work and boosting general physical preparedness or your work capacity is incredibly important going into any program. Why? Because it forms the base of your work capacity for the intense training to come. You can picture it like a triangle. On the very bottom is work capacity. Everything else is predicated upon that. The higher your work capacity, the greater overload you can deliver in the gym. Think about it logically. You can't do a program justice if you're outrun, right, your VO2 max, your cardiovascular. If you're huffing and puffing in between sets, you're not going to be able to do it justice. So here's the final word. I would look to incorporate those and other movements into a 5x5 template, which I find fantastic for cruising. It's time-tested. It doesn't overly tax your central nervous system, and it's easy enough to tweak such that you continue to make gains. In fact, we use a variation of it in the Blueprint, and it works like a charm. It's not uncommon for members of the Blueprint Army to keep gaining during the cruise phase. So I hope that helps, Robert. 5x5 is fantastic, I think, because it keeps you close enough to the 90th percentile one rep max without actually putting you there, at least for any length of time, so that once you do go back to a program, whether it's bulking, cutting, or recomping, you're going to have a nice mix of both absolute strength and total tonnage to do that program justice.
Okay, next question comes from Andreas Pena. He says, hey, Rob, I'm starting to get symptoms of what people are telling me is carpal tunnel syndrome. Is there any exercise, stretches, anything non-surgical that can be done to correct it before it gets worse? Thanks, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, carpal tunnel isn't uncommon in office workers and, sadly, those of us that train with weights. If you study it, there's one tie that binds, repetition, repetitive movements. And while that may be unavoidable in the office, it for sure is avoidable in the gym. You know, a cursory glance at somebody's routine, and I'm using that word on purpose, is going to reveal that fact. They're doing the same movements over and over, oftentimes in the same order for the same sets and reps, week after week, month after month. You know, if you think about it, you're always gripping the bar and contracting the muscles, tendons, and ligaments when you lift weights. How often are you working the antagonists, meaning the muscles that extend the fingers and work the forearm extensors? Not often. So here are my four top exercises for your working your way out of that carpal tunnel syndrome spiral that you're going down. One, bend your fingers back to contract the extensors. You do this with your palms up, gently push the tips of your fingers back to your opposite hand, with your opposite hand, and hold it for just 2 seconds. Do that 10 times with each hand. Two, with your fingers pointing down, place the palm of your hand flat against the wall and try touching your head, or your ear rather, to your opposite shoulder, away from the wall. Hold that stretch for 30 seconds for each arm 3 times. Three, put a towel over one shoulder and pull down on the towel with your hand that's in front of the body. Place your other hand on the towel behind your back and simultaneously pull down. Again, trying to touch your ear to the opposite shoulder. Hold that for 30 seconds. Perform 3 repetitions, switch sides, and repeat. The final one is what I call dumbbell twists. It looks stupid, but believe me, it's a nice warm-up exercise. It's my favorite. I do these prior to all upper body movements. You grab 2 light dumbbells, say 10s or 15s. Stand with them by your sides, and you slowly twist them forward and backward.
When you say forward and back, you mean to the right and to the left, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like you're turning a doorknob first to the right and then to the left, and you allow the weight to actually overextend the wrist a little bit, right?
Yes. And what you're going to find, you know, do 15 to 20 reps for a couple sets. You're going to come to appreciate how that loosens up not only the muscles in the wrists and the forearms, but also the elbows and the shoulders. And believe me, you're going to feel it. It's something that, you know, think about it. We don't twist much in the gym, right? So those muscle groups, tendons, and ligaments aren't used to that. They get a nice stretch by as a result of doing it. Finally, Phoenix Kinetic Cream. Are they a sponsor on the show?
Yes.
Does it work? Absolutely.
Yeah. Here's an example of a product that works, and that's why they're sponsors on the show, because it really does reduce inflammation, and then the pain goes away.
Yeah, and you know, I recommended it in the Blueprint Bulletin, and I've heard from more than a few people that have written back and said, "Hey, man, good call. That stuff really does."
Amit Ram from Israel posted on my Facebook page one day. This stuff really works. It's awesome. It didn't just make my arm freeze.
Yeah, it's great stuff. So here's the bottom line. Carpal tunnel's no joke. It goes back to repetitive motions. In the weight room, that's usually the result of doing too many exercises that contract the fingers, wrists, and forearms. In other words, too many curls, focusing on gripping and forcefully gripping the barbell for presses and pulls. You got to strive to balance that set for set and rep for rep with exercises that stretch the antagonists of each of those. The 4 exercises I just gave you will do that. So give it a shot, Andreas. I'm confident you're going to find relief in short order.
Rob, remember back in the day they had a grip working device that was a circle with 5 springs that had little rings at the end, and you put your fingers in it and you would squeeze it, remember?
Yeah, well, I remember that.
Well, I'll tell you something else you can do. Get yourself a rubber band and throw it over your thumb and your pinky first and separate them and work the reverse of the grip. And then use your thumb as the anchor and use each finger that way, so that you're pulling your fingers apart, not bringing them together, with the rubber band restricting it, and do that with each finger and the thumb. Try that and work the opposing muscles in the hand.
Yeah, you can do that with everything from a bucket of water if you're really hurting to
take your fingers and put them together. You know how Italian people go, "Hey," they put their fingers together like, and thrust it into the sand, and then open your hand while it's in the sand. The sand is going to restrict you from opening it, and try that. That's another thing you can try.
Yep.
And then if that doesn't work, just start drinking. That's all. Because guess what? Wine makes the pain go away. No. All right, listen, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Rob Regish does not condone the use of alcohol. You'll find that out when you read the Blueprint Bulletin and get a free issue by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Am Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. Am Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And nutrition. Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrianC.com. That's AltrianC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltriantC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C, 21st century vitamin C.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo. Yo.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, the next question comes from Tom Penzer. I'm interested in your take on earthing and earthing mats. Standing outside barefoot certainly won't hurt your wallet, providing you can find some safe ground. But what about those mats sold by Dave Asprey's UpgradedSelf.com store? Not sure if you'll mention him or not. Oops. But there you go. Worth the bang for the buck as far as the rest and recovery. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to be honest and say that I haven't used these earthing mats, but I'll offer my opinion after, you know, researching it a bit. For the uninitiated, the theory goes that our bodies are meant to come in contact with the earth or a grounding force on a regular basis. Positive electrons in the form of free radicals can build up in our bodies, and direct contact with the ground balances that out. The theory further goes that our bodies and cells have electrical energy, and especially with the high prevalence of electromagnetic waves, Wi-Fi, mobile this and that devices, many are thought to have too many positive electrons built up in our bodies. It is true that through much of our history, right, humans have spent more time outdoors than we do now, and we used to be in direct contact with the soil, walking around barefoot, gardening, etc., until just recently. Now we live in houses, we wear rubber shoes, and we're exposed to electromagnetic frequencies day in and day out. I think there's some merit in what they're proposing here, and I'll tell you why. Seeing is believing, and one look at a thermographic image was enough for me to at least warrant further consideration. And the one image that I saw, the first picture was taken before earthing, and the second after 30 minutes of earthing. The reduction in inflammation in the aftershock was pretty impressive. Here's the bottom line. With spring here and summer's coming up, I see this as the perfect time to experiment with earthing outside where it's free. Right now, the beach is possibly the best place, as not only are sand and salt water extremely conductive, but salt water is also high in magnesium. That may be part of the reason why people tend to sleep better on vacation at the beach. If it works as advertised, here's the short list of what to look for: reduced inflammation, improved sleep, more energy, lower stress, shortened recovery time from athletic activity, and reduced or eliminated snoring. That'd be nice. I'd say give it a month, as that should be plenty of time to objectively evaluate it. In fact, I'm going to do the same, since your question did pique my curiosity. 30 minutes of earthing a day, that's not a lot.
But you know what? But you're doing it right now, believe it or not. You're not thinking about it. You're doing it every single day, assuming that you practice some form of hygiene. You stand in the shower, and the water stream in the shower is conductive, and it's grounded. If you don't believe that, look what an electrician grounds the electrical outlets to: a cold water pipe. Okay? And so you're standing in the water and the shower, and you're grounding yourself for 10 to 15 minutes at a time. And then you go to the gym, and maybe you stand in the shower there again for 10 to 15 minutes. So you're already grounding, you're practicing grounding without thinking about it. Now, I have to be honest, I always feel great after I take a shower. I'm not sure if it's because the droplets of water stimulate a response of endorphins on the skin, which has been proven, or if because it's part of the grounding effect. And I do work hard to make sure that I take my shoes off when I'm outside working in the garden and stand on the earth. But I don't know that people are going to see dramatic results from it. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I never thought of that. I guess it's time to start showering.
Ah, you stinker. Take a bath. That's even better.
That might explain the lack.
But no, yeah, I mean, there's continuity between the water. You know, if you don't believe that, electrify the cold water pipe in your shower and then turn it on and stand there, and you'll be electrocuted in seconds, because the electricity will make its way through the water, through the droplets to your body.
Yeah.
So you're grounded. Well, you're grounded when you're in the shower.
I will say this. You know, some of the biggest breakthroughs in my training were free, and they required only a nominal investment. Remains to be seen, but who knows? Earthing may be one of them. So thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Let's do this. We have to move fast. Let's go ahead and do the blueprint tip of the day as quickly as we can, Rob.
Okay. The tip of the day is tanning intensely the smart way. Since summer is rapidly approaching, this is a timely topic. Many of us are going to be hitting the beach, right, and otherwise trying to get that back from the islands look. However, we can't discount the damage the sun rays do, so let's talk about a three-pronged strategy to protect yourself. Prong number one, protection from the outside in. All right, now today you're going to hear a lot about slathering sunscreen all over you, your kids, and anybody within reach. The way they push this stuff on the public makes me sick, because, in my opinion, my opinion, sunscreen will do as much to promote skin cancer as prevent it. Before anyone dismisses that, consider this. The sunscreen industry makes money by selling its lotions that actually contain cancer-causing chemicals. They then donate a portion of that money to the cancer industries and nonprofit groups like the American Cancer Society, which in turn runs pathetic public service ads urging people to use, you guessed it, more sunscreen. There's plenty of scientific evidence to show that sunscreen may actually promote cancer by blocking the body's absorption of ultraviolet radiation, which produces vitamin D in the skin. Okay, that all brings me to relevant point number one. Your strategy needs to be to protect the skin from the inside out. How do you do that? Strategy point number two, load up on antioxidant-rich foods. If you boost your nutrition and protect your nervous system with plant-based antioxidants, you're going to naturally be resistant to sunburn. The same holds true for eye function. The same nutrients that protect the eyes also protect the skin. Here's the short list of the 10 most antioxidant-rich foods. Red cherries, plums, red kidney beans, pinto beans, blueberries, cranberries, artichoke, cooked hearts, blackberries, prunes, and raspberries. Now, if that's all too much work, here's a simple solution. V8 Fusion Juice. Okay, it's not ideal, but it's got a full serving of daily fruits and vegetables, no high fructose corn syrup or other crap. I slam two of those on days I can't get the food in. Strategy number three, the final one, supplements. The first is astaxanthin, which we've discussed on the show before, 550 times more powerful than vitamin E, 65 more times more powerful than C, and 54 times more powerful than beta-carotene. Camphastaxanthin is the most powerful, in my opinion. I personally use the Bronze Organic brand. There's a lot of camphastaxanthin out there that's cut with beta-carotene or food dyes. Bronze Organic is the real deal. It's from Roche of Nutley, New Jersey, Roche Pharmaceuticals. The final is green tea extract. It's not going to accelerate your tan, but there are studies out there showing that both oral and topical green tea result in reduced incidence of skin cancer. In every group, in the mice that they tested, they were given both orally and transdermally, green tea was effective at preventing skin cancer. So take that for what it's worth. Which brings me to product recommendations. I couldn't find standalone astaxanthin at either Orbit or True Nutrition. Those are my preferred vendors. However, True Nutrition does sell their green tea extract cap standardized for 50% EGCG. You get 100 500 milligram caps for under 10 bucks. That's a steal and well worth it. Over at Amazon.com, Now Foods astaxanthin goes for a mere 15 bucks and change. You get a healthy supply of 90 of them, 4 milligram gel caps, and at 2 to 3 a day, that should last you a good long while. And finally, MuscleMass.com is the exclusive supplier of Bronze Organic camphastaxanthin. While it is a bit pricier than astaxanthin, it's my go-to product this summer. He sells boatloads of this stuff to shrimpers down in Louisiana who are out on the water all day. I am naturally white as a gallon of milk, and I always peel and burn. When I use this stuff, people are questioning my ethnicity within about a month. It really is that good. So here's the bottom line. Sunshine and physical culture go hand in hand. I am hoping that some of those suggestions not only get you that coveted tan that we're all looking for, but also keep you safe from the inside out.
I'd like to also say that both camphastaxanthin and astaxanthin are available on the Life Extension Foundation website as well. And they have a couple super blends as well. They've got quite a few different blends of these as well as standalone. So
yeah,
that's another website to check. And we know one thing about Life Extension Foundation. Everything that it says is in the bottle is in the bottle. You know, they use the same quality standards as the pharmaceutical industry, perhaps better than the pharmaceutical industry. Let's say that.
Sure.
So they have one that's a combination of other food-based
antioxidants and astaxanthin. Then they have the canthaxanthin in 100 milligram tablets. They've got astaxanthin with phospholipids. They've got a whole variety of however you like to get it. They've got it there. So check out Life Extension Foundation, LEF.org as well for those two supplements.
They were the ones that broke the story on canthaxanthin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know, on both of them. I use their astaxanthin. That's why I knew they had it, and I went in to see if they had the other one, and they do. They have them both.
So, awesome.
Yeah, it's worth checking out. Well, that's all good news, and, you know, I agree with you. Don't be afraid of the sun. Since we've been using sunscreen, skin cancer rates have gone through the roof. That should tell you something. Use your critical thinking skills. We didn't have this problem with skin cancer when people sunbathed regularly. So there's something to all of that. Rob Regish, thank you so much for delivering the goods today.
My pleasure, brother. Thanks for having me.
And don't forget, show Rob some love. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and get your free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. Who knows? Maybe you'll read something in there and there'll be some girl at the gym and you'll answer a question for us. You'll think, wow, this guy is not only handsome and buff, but he's smart too. Then you'll be hooked. Then you'll have to get it every single month.
Unlike us, they actually look for those things.
I look old. I got to tell you something, man. The past couple years, I have not done my body any service. But I've admittedly have not been doing the right things. But I'm coming back with a vengeance, and no pun intended. I mean, I am training harder. I'm getting stronger. I'm feeling better. I'm starting to lean out again. Things are starting to happen now. As I said to you a moment ago, it's all about consistency. It's doing this day after day, week after week, month after month, and I know that I will be where I want to be. Not getting derailed by my own obstacles that I create and or the obstacles that life creates is critical at this point in time. So that's it.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Michael Smith, and we're going to answer the long-awaited question. What is the best group of anti-inflammatory supplements to take as a stack if you want to reduce chronic inflammation and cause your body to have a healthy inflammatory response so you can avoid disease? We're going to answer those questions when we come back. Stay tuned. Because in the night you feel fright. Because in the night you feel fright. Right, 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 right. Because in the night you feel fright. Right, right, right. I guess you just might wanna do a dance. Wanna do a dance, dance, dance or two. I guess you just might wanna do a dance. Wanna dance, dance. Wanna do a dance. Wanna do a dance. And they're all dancing and singing and moving to the grooving. And just when it hit me, somebody turned around and shouted, play that fucking music. Why? Just together, together. Play that fucking music.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now, AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
He's back by popular demand. None other than Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. How you doing, Michael?
I'm very good. Thanks, Carl. It's always a pleasure coming on your show.
Yeah, we have fun, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
But we're going to
talk about a lot of different things is what I like.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of different things, but really, you know what? We cover a lot of ground, you and I, when we're talking, but all of it is very, very important quite often. I mean, we really...
Well, I hope people think
yeah.
that.
No, I know they do because I get a lot of comments back from people. And today we're going to be talking about something very, very important. I tasked you with coming up with a stack of supplements because we talk on this show about disease states constantly, and every scientist I have on this show during the dialogue somehow infers, connects to, links back to, or suggests that inflammation plays a role in this disease, that disease, the other disease, and so on. From neurological disorders to disruption in the digestive tract, in intestines, insulin resistance has now been inflammation. The inflammatory response has been implicated. You can't
right.
point at a disease
yeah.
today without finding
right.
a chronic inflammatory response as part of the etiology of that disease. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I call it the common denominator of all age-related diseases. And let's think about it for a second. And it makes sense because, you know, here you have a response in the human body, the inflammatory response, that has a very important job, which is to get into an area where there's a problem, right? Recognize that there's a problem, get the immune cells that can fight the problem, fix the issue. So you're dealing with types of cells and types of proteins that can be quite destructive because they're killing, in a lot of cases, toxins, bacteria, viruses, what have you. So you're talking about a weaponry.
Yeah.
Of cells that get into an area that you need in an acute state, but at some point, Carl, if you don't pull those cells out of there, they still use their weapons and they start damaging healthy cells and tissue.
You know, that's an amazing analogy. So think about this, right? This response by your body is a needed response, and it's designed to eradicate certain things that are in the body that are not healthy for the normal biological process. So these are kind of like SWAT teams or snipers, if you will, right?
And
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They have this amazing warfare ability. They have nuclear activity. They have gun, and so they're called to an area, and they're called to eradicate the problem. And then they're supposed to go get back in their trucks and go away. But the problem is
away. They're supposed to go home.
Right. Yeah. The problem with the average American today, because our bodies are under constant insult and assault, is these guys never go. They never get back in the truck after they kill or destroy the target. They just start destroying innocent bystanders, which are cells that shouldn't be destroyed.
Yeah, that's chronic systemic inflammation. Inflammation is not supposed to be chronic. It's supposed to be acute. So chronic inflammation in and of itself is a pathophysiology that then is involved in the initiation, progression, and outcome of just about any other disease process. You know, it was way back in the 1980s, really, where some innovative conventional doctors out of the University of Texas, where I went to school, really started recognizing the role that inflammation plays in all of these diseases that really are epidemic now. And what they noticed was very simple. If you take something like diabetes, you take something like heart disease, cancer, you know, whatever it is, and you lower inflammation in these people, you manage inflammation better, the outcome, regardless of their treatment plan, is better. Think about that for a second. Now, this is back in the 80s, Carl, that they were recognizing the importance of lowering inflammation, managing inflammation better in really all patients. Now, maybe this is another show, why that hasn't translated to current practice today. There's probably a lot of reasons for that, but that was recognized back in the 1980s. And Life Extension has really been a champion of trying to get that original research in the 80s out to the general public. I mean, every year we produce 12 magazines, you know, we do it every month. And we always try to have something in there about chronic inflammation because we really believe that that is the beginning and end of living healthier longer.
Now, a lack of inflammatory response is just as bad as chronic inflammation, right?
Well, yeah, you need it. You can't live without it.
Right.
You need those immune cells. You need those soldiers. If you have a pneumonia in your lung from pneumococcus, you want your immune cells that can get in there and can destroy those cells. So you want an immune response. The issue is really twofold. As we get older, we don't call them back as well. But then also as we get older in the Western culture, we're doing things to our own bodies that doesn't help. You know, we now know that certain food, for instance, can feed the flames of inflammation. Certain foods can actually call those immune cells into areas of your body that you don't need them and keep them there. So food, toxins, just everything that we deal with today is keeping those soldiers hanging around and activating them. And so we're destroying healthy cells and tissues.
Now, from a food standpoint, and not to get too far off the path of where we're going, this is why the food allergy test that's offered by Life Extension Foundation is so valuable, because that is unique to every person, which foods are going to cause that type of inappropriate response, right?
Well, you can really break it up into, and I think this is appropriate that we talk about this for a moment. You know, there's two ways that food can increase chronic systemic inflammation. One is there are certain foods that actually activate the pro-inflammatory pathways. We know, for instance, red meat has a compound called, and I know your listeners know this, arachidonic acid.
Right.
Arachidonic acid is the precursor to a vast majority of these powerful inflammatory proteins that the immune cells use to communicate together, to coordinate attacks together. So we know right there food can actually activate that pathway. But on the other end of it, you can even do food that is considered good for you. However, if your body is sensitive to that food, and that's what a food sensitivity is, you're going to have this smoldering reaction to all of this foreign protein that's on the food. Remember, everything you put in your mouth, whether it's food or drink, is not you. So there is a potential that your body could react to those proteins from plants, from fibers, you know, whatever it may be, and you react to those, and now you have this, if you eat that food enough, you have this smoldering type of immune response to the food, which heightens inflammation as well. So imagine if you have food sensitivities in that end, and you're also eating maybe foods that are pro-inflammatory themselves. Now you're really increasing that systemic inflammation. And it, so it's not that surprising. That's how most people are eating. They're eating foods that they're sensitive to. They're eating foods that activate those pathways. And we wonder why things like diabetes and heart disease are almost at epidemic proportions in this country.
Well, you know, you just have to look at just have to look at the commercials today, where you know they have a guy or a gal who's sitting there, you know, chomping down on ribs, and then they have indigestion, yeah. And they go, you know, you can enjoy these foods again. Just take this this proton pump inhibitor, and it's like, no, you idiot. That food is your body's telling you shouldn't eat that food. Don't mask the response.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. So maybe what we need to do is put together some commercials where we have that same scenario, but we tell them to stop eating that food, right?
Don't laugh. I've actually thought about doing parody commercials like that. I just haven't had the time to invest. But here's what we want to do.
I think that's awesome. I think that's a great idea. You know?
I would love to do parody commercials on pharmaceutical drugs. Where I mean, well, that's a whole other issue. But anyway, okay. So now, so let's talk about something. So the pharmaceutical approach to dealing with inflammation is not a good one, because it's one that suppresses even healthy inflammation. So I had tasked you, I says, Dr. Smith, I am worried about inflammation. I have a draw full of supplements. What can I get rid of? What can I use? Can you put together the ultimate anti-inflammatory stack that will cause my body to avoid chronic low levels of inflammation but still have an appropriate inflammatory response? And not only did you put it together, but then Ray Searles at Life Extension Foundation made it stupid cheap for my audience to get all four of it. Well, it's the cost of one supplement, so what we're going to do when
it's
we come back
major.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to list the four supplements that Dr. Smith feels are overlapping and complementary and will be the ultimate anti-inflammatory stack. And then we're going to tell you how to get it for like pennies a capsule. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st century vitamin C.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbaline. Go to AAEFX.com today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We actually have two hosts on this show today because Dr. Michael Smith hosts his own show in the Fort Lauderdale area, correct, Dr. Smith?
That's right, yeah. Healthy Talk with Dr. Mike.
There you go. Dr. Mike. I like that. You know, doctors want to be familiar today. They want to be Dr. Mike.
Hey,
I think that's great.
But I was Dr. Mike way long before the famous, you know, Dr. Oz is out there and stuff. So.
Well, you know what? I gotta listen. There's no comparison between you and Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz blows in the wind.
Yeah, he's a lot richer.
Well, no, it's not that. That's you want to know what? I wouldn't want his money if that's how you have to get it. Dr. Oz regularly sells out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that let's get that out
he's
of the
a,
way.
He's a marketing doctor.
Yeah, you can pay to be on his show. I don't want to be on his show. Okay, so here we go.
Right.
I want to start with the first one. I'm going to take them out of order because I think some of them people are going to go, oh yeah, that's a natural. I understand that. So the first one in the list that you supplied us with was a super omega 3 EPA DHA, but it has sesame ligands and olive fruit extract. Why that one and how do they work complementary together, those three different oils?
Well, okay, so I know most people are familiar with the omega-3s being important for controlling inflammation, but what they may not understand is where in this ultimate scheme of things they actually work. And if I can just for a moment, Carl, just back up for a second.
Please.
Just to kind of give people an idea of how I think about this. When you're dealing with inflammation, there's truly an inflammatory pathway or reaction in the human body that has upstream compounds that kind of manage and run these downstream proteins and stuff that really do the nitty-gritty work in the tissues. And so when you put together an anti-inflammatory package, what you want to do is you want to have some supplements that are targeted to the upstream mechanisms, and yet at the same time you want some supplements that are targeted to the downstream end products. And by doing that, you allow the body to still have an immune response, but you're kind of modulating it on both the upstream and downstream ends, and these ends talk to each other, and that's how they control it. So the supplements, by doing it this way, we're not wiping out the immune response that so often is done by the pharmaceutical drugs. And that's why when you watch those commercials for some of the drugs, say for rheumatoid arthritis, they say, oh, by the way, if you take this, you can get lymphomas because we knock out your immune system.
Right.
Well, that's not what the natural things are doing. We're kind of approaching it upstream and downstream, and we're allowing the body to still manage inflammation. We're just bringing back into some control into that, and I've been very successful approaching inflammation that way. So when you look at the omega 3 fats, what they're doing is they're working more upstream.
Actually, you were the one who came on the show and talked about the research that showed that omega 3s actually help to suppress inflammation at domino 1 on a gene expression level. Correct.
Yeah. So what we're doing, and this is a truly a nutrigenomic approach, which simply means nutrients that affect the gene. So what we're doing with the fish oils, they're working almost above. They almost transcend the inflammatory pathway, and they work at that gene level. And there's other ones, by the way. You know, putting this packet together, I had to pick and choose the ones that I felt worked the best with my experience. But there are a group of nutrients, omega-3s being the best, that actually at the gene level control the expression not just of those downstream products, but of, say, the inflammatory enzymes that run the pathways, like the COX enzymes and the LOX enzymes. So when people have higher amounts of omega-3s in their bloodstream, they're regulating the genes that control the entire inflammatory pathway better than those that don't have omega-3s in their bloodstream. So it really begins with the omega-3s, and you're working at that genetic level. But they go beyond that. It's not just in the genes. We also know through some research published at the Journal of Clinical Nutrition, for instance, a couple years ago, that EPA and DHA, those longer chain omega-3s, also inhibit the COX and LOX as well. So you really are getting a double whammy with the fish oils. You're getting genetic upstream control, but you're also getting some control on the COX and LOX enzymes, which are the main two classes of inflammatory proteins. Now, we do some other things with the fish oils. We add some other fats in there. We add some of the monounsaturated fats from the olive oil. We do that simply because studies have shown that the combination of omega-3 fats, medium and long chain, when combined with the monounsaturated fats of olive oil, you get a synergistic effect. So that's both at the genetic level and at the enzyme level, the COX and LOX enzyme. So it simply works better. So when you look at all, like, cardiovascular disease, you see a better effect on endothelial cells, a better effect on triglycerides when you add both those two oils together. Beyond that, we also add the sesame seed lignin oils in there because they simply preserve the fats better. Our fish oils have a nice long shelf life because the sesame lignins preserve the fats better than without. I really do believe that a superior fish oil product should have those two additional oils, and we've been doing that. Gosh, Carl, I think we've been doing that for 6 or 7 years with our fish oil now.
Okay, now.
And I don't think too many people do.
No one does. Everybody just sells the fish oil, and that's it. Okay, so now let's talk about this a little bit further. So fish oil is great, but too much of fish oil is no good either. And you one of the things that I like about LEF is they truly do treat supplements like pharmaceuticals, meaning that the good news is that these supplements work. The bad news is that these supplements work. So you have to be responsible in how much you take in order to get the desired effect with the lowest effective dose. Because, like all things that work, too much is no good either. This is a high concentration EPA DHA fish oil, correct?
Oh yeah, no, it's micro distilled, which most companies don't do. So you're getting about as close to a pure blend of EPA DHA as you can get on the market.
So people just need to take the recommended dose on a day to day basis and don't have to worry about.
Yeah, you know, I always, like you just said, I think as a doctor, I always try to get the best bang for my buck, if you will. And the best way I'm going to do that is starting with a low dose. I think that if you have never tried the Life Extension Omega products, I would start, maybe at the 2 gram a day level. That would be 2 soft gels. And for most people, that does just fine. But let's be honest, Carl, if you're eating a lot of the red meat, if you're activating those inflammatory proteins through your diet, you live in an industrial city, downtown New York or something like that, some of the bigger cities, you're probably going to have to bump that up over time, maybe to 4 grams a day. I take 4 grams a day, mainly because of where I live, and I just feel like I do better on that. But 2 to 4 is somewhere where you're going to fall in. But here's what we can also offer you guys. A lot of people don't realize that there's a way to test the amount of omega-3s that you have in your blood, and that really will dictate your dose, Carl. If you, it's simply called the Omega Score, and we send it right to your house. It's a little finger prick, and based on that little dot of blood, I can look at the amount of omega-3s in your blood. I can compare it even to the omega-6, and then I can pinpoint your dose perfectly for you, whether it's 1 gram, 2 gram, 4 gram, in some cases even up to 6 gram if that need be. So just like with vitamin D, omega-3 oils, it's really not about the dose. It's about how much is in your blood.
Yeah.
And for me to do that, I need to do a test. It's called the Omega Score. It's awesome. I don't know why more people don't take it.
Well, again, because people think that they can just take supplements because there's no harmful effect of supplements, but there is absolutely anything that works has a threshold of effectiveness, and too much is no good. Never mind the fact that you're spending money you don't have to spend. But
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it, though. I do. A lot of times when I tell people, if you take the omega score test, for instance, I might be able to lower your omega dose. Now, I know that's important because I don't want them to get too much. You know, the omega 3 oils, for instance, are antiplatelets, so you can
thin your blood too much.
Your blood can become a little bit thinner. That's just one example. But most people really don't care about that too much. But what they do care about is saving a buck. So for me as a doctor, it's about a benefit risk ratio or analysis that I do with dosing. For most people, though, yeah, if I can cut your dose in half based on a blood test, based on how much I really know that you need, if I can cut your dose in half, I've saved you 50%.
Yeah.
That resonates with people, and that's okay.
Okay, so that's the first supplement in the stack, and it's one that people would expect. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you about a couple other supplements that you probably never heard of. And we're going to tell you why this stack is superior to anything that you're doing now to control inflammation. You can get this stack after we talk about it by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Life Extension banner ad, where you can also get a free membership to Life Extension Foundation. So you can get every one of these magazines for the next 12 months that Dr. Smith is talking about. And then you wouldn't have to listen to this show. Wait a minute. You have to listen to this show, but you can read the magazines too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now, AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. In order to be superhuman, you have to control inflammation. You have to get inflammation to work for you, not against you. The supplements we're going to detail today will do it for you. Okay, the next one I want to talk about is one I would not have thought would be in here, Dr. Smith, and that is the enterically coated bromelain. Why?
Well, you know, I guess most people know it as a digestive aid. I guess that's where the traditional use of it was. It breaks down protein, but we know too that if you can get it into your bloodstream, not don't let it sit in your digestive tract, but if you can figure out a way to get the digestive bromelain into your blood, it actually can do what it does in your gut. It does in your bloodstream. It breaks down protein. So most of these inflammatory markers that immune cells are using to communicate together to really increase that inflammatory response that we see with these age-related diseases, those communicators, those are proteins. So, and they float around your blood. They get into an area. They call in immune cells. So imagine if you had an internal system that kind of degraded some of those proteins over time. That would help to bring down that chronic systemic inflammation. Well, that's what bromelain does. It does that in your gut to dietary proteins. It does the same thing in your bloodstream to inflammatory
proteins. So what we're really talking about here is systemic enzymes. We've heard all the good news about systemic enzymes, not only breaking down these proteins, but even fibrin, is it called? Fibrotic tissue that can accumulate in the body. So is the magic in this that it's enterically coated so it doesn't break down in the gut but gets into the intestines?
Yeah. By putting a nice little enteric coated barrier around the active part of the bromelain, you're getting about 60 to 70% more into your bloodstream than you would before. And now there's a lot of other systemic enzymes that you could use. But the thing that we like about bromelain, when you really look at it as an enzyme, as a protease enzyme, whether it's for dietary proteins or whether it's for any protein really, like a cytokine in your bloodstream, the power, the ability to degrade proteins is far greater for bromelain than really any other type of enzyme or protease out there. So once you get it into your bloodstream, it has some pretty powerful effects. I begin with the fish oils. That was the first one we talked about. I will often add bromelain, an enteric coated bromelain, to people who are dealing with definite inflammatory conditions, and I really need to get better control over it quickly. Bromelain is one that you can reserve for those cases and reserve for, say, flare-ups and stuff. Or you could take maybe about a half of the dose on a daily basis to really just give a nice
more
balance
of a prophylactic effect.
For a prophylactic. But it's powerful. Bromelain is a powerful protease, and it works great in your gut, and it works great in your bloodstream. The kinetics, what we call the pharmacokinetics, how it gets into your bloodstream, how it stays in your bloodstream, are very stable for bromelain. And then the pharmacodynamics, that's what it's actually doing, is it's quite a powerful protease. It works great for bringing down some of those downstream cytokines. So here you have the fish oils working upstream, both at a genetic level and at an enzyme level. Here you have bromelain that's working at the downstream level, at the specific cytokines
themselves. I love it. Okay.
That's a great way to approach it.
Now, the next one I'm a big fan of. We all know the benefits of curcumin. In fact, we just talked about curcumin's benefits not only for the inflammatory response, but there's a study out there that shows that the anabolic response to exercise was upregulated 500%, fivefold, by taking a less effective form of curcumin than we're going to talk about now, which is called the C3 complex. But you guys are using biocurcumin. That's the patented form that is 700% more bioavailable than any curcumin out there, right?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. For instance, with the older forms of curcumin, you might do 1,200 to 1,800 milligrams to get an
right.
anti-inflammatory effect.
Right.
With the new form, it 200 to 400. I mean, I do 400 milligrams every day because I like you. I'm a big fan of curcumin. I think it really should be a foundational supplement for people, just like fish oils. I do 400 milligrams, but you're talking about 400 milligrams versus 12 to 1,800 milligrams with the older form. Why? You're simply just getting better absorption. With this BCM95, which we've been using for at least 3 or 4 years here at Life Extension, that's the curcumin you want to use without a doubt.
Yeah. So that you also include biocurcumin in here.
Then yeah. Let me explain something though. That there's a reason why curcumin is really big for me. It does two things that really is unique than really any other anti-inflammatory supplement. Curcumin works on both ends of the pathway, upstream and downstream.
Oh.
So here, let me just review that again. So here you have fish oils that are working at that genetic level and upstream on the enzymes, and then you have bromelain, which is working downstream. Curcumin works on both ends. Curcumin not only has an ability to knock out some of those inflammatory proteins like NF-kappa beta, for instance, but it also works at the genetic level. It's a nutrigenomic molecule. It helps to control the expression of those cytokines, just like fish oils, and curcumin increases liver detoxifying enzymes. That also has a profound effect on inflammation. So curcumin is really unique in that it's both up and downstream.
Very cool. So yeah, and so we have some, and that's what I said. This formula has some overlap, and this is an example of some of the overlap. Now the last thing that's in here, I believe you spoke about on my show a long time ago, but I did not, I wasn't quick on the uptake, and that is called a 5-LOX inhibitor. Now, I happen to like lox with cream cheese, Michael. I'm only kidding.
Well, anyway. That's not what we're talking about. I do, too. That's not what we're talking about.
What is a 5-LOX inhibitor?
Well, okay, so the two main enzymes for inflammation are the COX, cyclooxygenase, and LOX, lipooxygenase. And it's the 5-LOX that we really do believe is the enzyme that's probably more linked to these chronic age-related diseases. Why? Because it is involved in the production of leukotrienes.
Right.
Leukotrienes are a special class of inflammatory proteins that are probably the most powerful ones. Specifically, there's one called leukotrien B4. That one inflammatory protein has been linked to destroying endothelial cells, myelin sheaths on nerve cells.
Big, these are two big things. We've done shows recently about this. When you start talking about myelin, you have to talk about the brain too, because the brain is made up of myelin. That's what keeps the nerves from touching each other and throughout the body as well. We've talked about neuropathies on this show before. Now also, when you start talking about cartilage degeneration, I mean, how many people who think they're living healthy end up needing a right. knee replacement, or and they go, how could this be? I take my glucosamine, I take my chondroitin. Well, guess what? The inflammatory response is outpacing any supplement you're taking.
Right, there's good evidence now that is really that type of inflammation in the joints, in the heart, and in the brain is managed through leukotrien B4, which comes from the LOX enzyme production. So we really want to hone more in probably on the LOX versus the COX. And that's, you know, aspirin, for instance, is really a
cyclooxygenase inhibitor, right?
Yeah, and that has some benefit. Don't get me wrong. I think a baby aspirin is really good for somebody. However, what about the LOX? You know, as a matter of fact, if you look at heart disease, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, you put all of those diseases together, they're responsible for about 1.5 million deaths a year in the United States, and all of them have a leukotrien B4 component to them. That's 5-LOX. So the pharmaceutical company has spent a lot of time focusing on COX. I think they got it wrong. I think the focus really needs to be on LOX, and then the question becomes, well, is there anything out there naturally that could control the expression of LOX? And sure enough, there is. It's one of the most ancient medicinal trees out there, and that's Boswellia.
Oh.
Yeah, I love it. I love the history of Boswellia. I just, you know, maybe I need to go more into, like, medicinal history or something. I just find it interesting how things develop over time. But there is ancient writings in Samaria, in Hebrew, in Egypt, where they would take the sap of this ancient medical tree, and they would rub the sap directly on their open wounds. I mean, these were desert people. You can imagine the types of wounds and stuff that they would get. And there's reports in these ancient writings of almost immediate relief from the itching and the swelling. We now know that that sap, now they probably tried to eat the sap, and you'll discover if you do, it's one of the most bitter things you could ever try. Right. So they realized real quickly it needs to be a topical thing. Well, modern medicine, modern science has allowed us to identify what in that sap is really doing the work, and that's the AKBA compound, the acetyl-L-ketobosphalic acid compound, AKBA. That's what's inhibiting 5-LOX. So we're able to put it into a capsule form now. There's a really good formulation that allows for about 90% absorption. There was always some problems with Boswellia absorption in the past, but that's been overcome now with what we use at Life Extension. You get all of this AKBA into your system. You inhibit 5-LOX. You're bringing down leukotriene B4, and now your heart's better, your brain is better, and your joints are better.
Well, and
that's
by the way,
awesome.
And by the way, I stand to be corrected, but you are covering the cyclooxygenase base because curcumin has an effect on cyclooxygenase in and of
itself. It does. But that's not the main reason I focus with curcumin, though. I focus more on the gene expression and the downstream effects, say, like on NF-kappa-beta. Boswellia, specifically with 5-LOX, is another upstream nutrient. So you have fish oils, which are upstream. You got Boswellia, which is upstream. You got curcumin, which is upstream and
downstream,
and bromelain, which is downstream as well.
And that's
so
why
you're covering kind of that whole
yes.
pathway, and that's really what
and
you want to
And
do.
This is the reason I wanted to point out curcumin's effect on cyclooxygenase is because what I want to show here is that what Dr. Smith has done is he's taken 4 supplements that are complementary and overlapping that will be the complete stack of all you need so that you don't have to worry about your inflammatory response anymore. You can take these 4 supplements
right.
and forget about it. And forget about buying what you see on QVC tomorrow or what you hear about in a newspaper the next day. All you need is these 4 supplements in order to have a healthy and inflammatory response right. without having overexpression of chronic inflammation. But get this. My audience, this is only for Superhuman Radio, gets all 4 of these for $49.50. All 4 of these supplements for the price of just one of them. $49.50. You go to superhumanradio.com and you'll see the Life Extension banner ad for the free membership. You don't have to take the free membership. We would love for you to take it so that you can be apprised of all this great information ahead of time with the magazine and also have access to the call-in line where you can ask a clinician a question and get an answer without having to go into a doctor's office and be humiliated by what do you know about that. You get people on the phone, they'll answer your questions, all part of your membership. But you click that banner ad for the free membership and you can buy all 4 of these supplements for $49.50. It's a Superhuman Radio offer, not available to the general public, only to the Superhuman Nation, because we know that arresting inflammation is key to longevity. It also affects telomere length. We haven't even talked about that. I want to take our last commercial break, Dr. Smith. When we come back, I just want to touch on telomeres and inflammation. And then I want to just drive home how important this stack is. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Go to the website, superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad for Life Extension and get on this anti-inflammatory stack now. We'll ask Dr. Smith how long it takes to actually start working as well, because obviously it's not something you may notice outwardly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
My friends are always asking me, what what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, and Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, and Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, Dr. Smith, just this weekend, I cleaned out my supplement drawer. Now, you know, Michael, I mean, let's face it. I mean, being in this business that I'm in, I get lots of supplements. Companies send me supplements right. They want me to experiment with, and I don't just throw them away. Some of them I won't take. Some of them I may take, and I accumulate these things over time. And I said to Elisa, I said, I have to clean out my supplement drawer. I can't find anything anymore. So I took a plastic bag and I put about a dozen must use supplements. I said, you know, Dr. Smith has a foundation of supplements, CoQ10, PQQ, right. Astaxanthin, you know, now I'm taking the biocurcumin because I have these four supplements. So, I'm starting to move away from willy-nilly selection of supplements based on the gossip du jour about what this one will do. And I'm looking for the things that have been tried and tested. But more importantly, I'm going more from, effect-based selection.
Right.
So I'm saying inflammation is important for me to control as I age. And so, as a result of this, I'm looking for things that I absolutely have to take. And that's why I asked you guys to do this. I said, you know, my audience is spending so much money on supplements every single month. And it's not that they can't keep buying more supplements, but what is absolutely necessary? These four supplements, in my humble opinion, are an absolute must for anyone who's serious about the beneficial effects of supplementation. Am I off base?
And I've had such amazing success in my own practice working here at Life Extension with this approach and these supplements, because what you're doing again is we're identifying what that inflammatory pathway is. We're looking at areas upstream that we can affect. We're looking at areas downstream that we can affect and looking for that overlap, and that's exactly what these four supplements do. People with painful joints, for instance, if they get on these four, I mean, you're talking about relief within 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, you can see an effect very quickly of inflammation. You can follow your C-reactive protein level. You can do a cytokine panel. You can prove that these supplements work through blood testing, and they work relatively quickly because of that approach, that upstream, downstream approach. I encourage your listeners, don't take my word for it. Go to PubMed, put in curcumin in inflammation, put in bromelain in inflammation, AKBA and Boswellia and inflammation, and just see for yourself all of the animal, laboratory, and human clinical studies showing the benefit and safety of these four supplements. I mean, it's quite powerful. It's right there. Go. Don't take my word for it. Do the research. It's pretty simple. PubMed has made it easier for all of us to look up stuff.
Yes, and I'll tell you something else, and I know that this is not an angle that Dr. Smith is interested in hitting right now, but I'll tell you something. If you are a person whose body is being besieged by chronic inflammation, one of the things that you'll find out when you get your inflammation under control is you will give up a lot of body weight in water. Edema attracts water. Inflammation attracts water. You may be carrying a pound or two of body weight that will go away within a week or two once you get your inflammation under control. Have you ever seen that happen? I've seen it happen. Have you ever seen it happen, Michael?
Well, there's two things. You will lose. You're right. Swelling in extremities can go down. Clothes fit better. You actually could lose a little bit of water weight. But you know the ultimate end result is people feel better. Their joints don't hurt as much, and now they engage in a daily physical exercise regimen better than they did before. And so it really is preparing your body to be healthier. You're going to be more active. You're going to feel better. You're going to want to continue this. You're going to want to eat better. So really for me, it by controlling inflammation initially and people feel better, you really are initiating in them a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
People that bring down inflammation for the first time and their joints finally don't hurt, they're amazed. And guess what? They start exercising,
right.
And that's really what's going to propel us to live healthier longer. So I've been using these four supplements for a long time in many people, and I've had awesome success.
$49.95 for all four of these. Okay,
that's pretty amazing.
I feel like I'm a QVC host right now. $49.95 for all four of these right now. 2D, let's get 2D on the phone. You know, it's like, no, I mean, this is, look, I asked LEF. You know what the funny thing is, Michael? And you probably realize this because you've been around the game for a long time. I have companies that advertise, and sometimes I get emails from listeners who say, hey, that product has sucralose in it. You know, you talk about artificial sweeteners. Why do you have them as an advertiser? Hey, look, I have to get on the air every day, and I have to let advertisers advertise, and I let the audience select what they want to use. But now I'm bringing something to the forefront. I asked Life Extension Foundation, an organization that, in my humble opinion, is beyond reproach, whose mission has been exclusively to increase the quality and length of life for every human being on the planet who is willing to learn something and get out from under a rock, come to the table and put together a stack, which is the ultimate anti-inflammatory stack, and then make it stupid cheap, $49.95 for all four of these. You'll know if they're working within the period of time that you take this initial offer, and then whether or not you want to keep ordering it goes from there. I say keep ordering it because keeping inflammation at bay and maintaining a healthy inflammatory response is going to prolong your life. Inflammation has been implicated in the shortening of telomeres. So maybe you don't want to take a telomerase activator. Guess what? Reduce your whole body inflammation and your telomeres won't get short so fast.
But you know, this is an important point. It goes back to really the central role that inflammation plays in disease. I mean, you can be taking telomerase activators and stuff, and these can be quite expensive products. But if you're not controlling inflammation, you're wasting your money.
Bingo.
You know, we know that, and by the way, let me just give this, one of the best papers, I believe, on telomeres and inflammation and that connection is was published in Cell Cycle October 1st, 2010. Go there, check out. It's called, that's the title of this review, Telomeres and Inflammation. It's the best biochemical description of what goes on to telomeres with inflammation. And there's an inverse relationship between these complex proteins that protect the telomeres and inflammatory markers. The higher the markers, the more degraded this complex becomes and the more exposed the telomeres are, and they begin to degrade, not just when the cell is dividing, but even when the cell is in a normal what's called somatic cycle, called G1, when it's just sitting there, you can get degradation of that telomere because of inflammation. Again, telomeres and inflammation in cell cycle, one of the best papers I've ever read. So here are people trying to extend telomeres, yet they're fighting it in a environment of chronic inflammation. You're not going to win. So that's why things like fish oils, curcumin, boswellia, they become really foundational supplements if living healthier longer is your goal. Because when you control inflammation, you allow the other things that you're doing in your regimen to work better.
Yeah.
And that's a key point.
Great point. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Life Extension banner ad, and get this anti-inflammatory stack now. Get some for yourself, get some for your wife, get some for your 20-year-old, because you know what? Start them out young, reducing inflammation, and they'll live longer and be healthier. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Inflammation is at the core of every disease today, and here's a way to address that right now. Dr. Smith, always great to have you on the show. And thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Carl.
And thank you
really
so much for doing
it.
This for the audience. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Hey, listen, it's important. We want people to get started. And this is a great way to get started.
There you go. Okay, take care, Michael.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so there you have it. Another great show. Thank you also to Rob Regish for coming on and doing the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to get your free copy of the Blueprint Bulletin. And of course, click the Life Extension banner ad and take advantage of this ultimate anti-inflammatory stack. It's just for Superhuman Radio audience. No one can get this $49.95 deal on all four of these anywhere else. Check it out. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
Superheroes, this is the Superhuman Channel.